Sorry, Matavis. Page Kufay and Dalad, that now he attacks Schar V'Onish. So first he attacks Schar V'Onish and Olam Hazeh. The person doesn't feel, Schar V'Onish is like very important. It's fundamental. I mean, it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. That you're actually, it's really, I mean, from a, I guess from a theological standpoint, it's that your actions have consequences. It's not just a question to be good or bad, and you know, you want to do what's morally correct. You don't want to be a bad person, you want to be a good person. That wouldn't last very long. But okay, so that's like almost a psychological reason why Schar V'Onish is so ikedik. But really it's a fundamental thing that you, if you're bad, so that has consequences. You can't say that doing bad and being bad and acting bad, you know, it's the same as doing good. It's just you're a bad person because you did bad. It affects the Bria, it affects your relationship with Hashem, so it has consequences. Maybe it has consequences when it doesn't rain. It's not just a patch. It's like you mess up the Bria. That's the Gemara at the end of Sota. The pears don't taste as good. Nothing's good anymore. This is not good. That's no good. So the Yetzer Hara wants you to think that your actions don't have consequences. Even if it's bad, it's okay. As long as you feel they don't have consequences, like you could be soivel it. And mainly you'll do it. From till now we had like more theological, like intellectual, is there a Hashem, isn't there a Hashem, is there a Borei Olam, is there one Borei Olam, two Borei Olams, is Torah true, is Torah Shebaal Peh true? Now he says, Yizum Mesodobim Yitzharah Schar V'Onesh, V'yisapik Ol Schotchila B'Schar V'Onesh B'Olam Hazeh, V'Yom Melucho Yiluhay Agmul V'Onesh Nogim B'Olam HaKederech HaTzedek, if there was justice in this world, the way it says it in the Torah, that when you're good, it'll rain, and everything will be good, and the opposite, if you're not good, lo yameitiv l'rishoim, lo miyasur et satadikim b'olam hazeh, and you wouldn't have Rosh HaVetovlo and Sadi Guralo, k'derech she'omar mishius karnu el salayel, shar ha'rvim in ha'seif hazeh, and shar bitochem. Okay, that's what he says. B'chashi galalucha ha'seichel, ufani ha'tzadik b'shnei ha'dvarim, the rationales for Rosh HaVetovlo, and the rationales for Tzadik Viralo, and you see that there's justice in the world, and you get a sense that it's true, and you have a perception that it's Ois Kahaltin. Shekvar Eskad Nuo Sumleil B'Shar B'Tochan Al Hashem Yosemim Chasofik Hazeh B'Yishkot Libcha Mishibusha. You'll be able to combat the Yetzer Hara, and you won't fall prey to his trying to talk you into it, that less din v'less dayan, that's what it's called. Chashi yisyai shayetim l'natzeh chazon menofen hazeh, that you look around you and you see tzaddikim almost overwhelmingly have pleasant lives, and rishoim almost overwhelmingly have miserable lives. Maybe it's family life, maybe it's divorces, maybe they're always looking over their shoulders, right? A guy, you know, the mafia, you know, they kill people, so then they're always afraid of being killed. A politician that steps on people, so he knows that come tomorrow someone's going to step on him. So the ma'isa, if you realize it, you look around, so you say, you know what, there is Schar V'Onesh. You feel very comfortable that people that do good have it good. They're a klal, the overwhelming majority of cases. So then he'll say, okay, if you establish that in your head, then he'll come about Olam Haba. Yisapik Oleinu Gemul Holom above the Oncho. The Yachsho. What's downstairs? A bar mitzvah. I hope it's Bo Bayom. It's inappropriate to have dancing music to pick it out for Asar B'Teves, even if it's at night, unless it's, you know, unless the bar mitzvah is Asar B'Teves. Otherwise, it's not appropriate. We have to remember, Shavuos B'Talmud is not a problem. Asar B'Tevis, you have to remember. Tainus Esther, the Eilim's Meikel, Tainus Esther, it's a happy Tainus.
Tzom Gedalia
also, it's not appropriate. Okay, usually it's Rosh Hashanah night.
Is that a thing that's
about Nefesh Yachar? It doesn't say it about music. It says it about the four things. About the five. It is inappropriate. It's inappropriate to make a simcha with dancing and music. If there's no imperative, it's not appropriate.
I'm saying mitzidenu, we should be makbid for someone doing something that's not appropriate.
No, we're not makbid for them. They're welcome to get a different hall. We're not going to follow them around with the police. I don't think we should give the hall for people to dance and sing and have music a night of a fast day. Doesn't seem to me. So if it's the Yom HaBar Mitzvah, you know, I guess, so there's mitzvah, so you want to have music, so there's mitzvah. I could go along with that, since it's not technically also. But otherwise, it's time to pick that night. I don't know. That's how I'm thinking now. Like, I'm...
Okay.
Were you here? It says somebody else if they could take a haircut tomorrow. And then, you know, maybe they'll cover Shabbos, but otherwise, you should take a haircut on the Tainus, you know. Paiskim says you should not do such things. You should not go swimming. You shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't even take a hot shower. So tomorrow it's mutter. You shouldn't go swimming. You shouldn't. Maybe it even says about music. I could probably find someone that says it. Yisapik aleinu gemul olam above our own show. V'yachshav v'valbel l'shabish v'sonu machlos miyat mitziyuso mavur b'sifreinu. Chavid Lubavitch points that out himself in a couple places in the Sefer, that it doesn't really say Olam HaBa explicitly in the Torah anywhere. A little in the Nevi'im, Umiyav Gilya Nyonimbo, and B'chal we don't have a Tfisa in it. Chashin has born him, B'mashay Yesh, M'zev B'zifei Shor Nevi'im, G'ayin V'ruach Toshevel, Ho Elu Kim Asher Nesano, B'chayim B'nusati L'chom Malchim, B'nayim D'noele, B'chayim Rav Tuvcha, Shesvanti L'Viyecha, B'chayim Ayin Lai Ras, Ho Lekim Zul Asecha, Yasol Mechakaloi, if you have a question about it, you can learn Ramchal, Mesil Shishorim, Derech Hashem, like the utter logic that the Schar and Olam Haba, the Neshama returns to its source. So then you'll calm down and you'll be able to protect yourself from the Yetzirah, which will be trying to make you think differently. Yish b'du nafshol seinu v'yu v'tuchim v'amitos hecher chagmo v'onu sh'olom abo v'chashi yisei sh'ayetze v'lohov yisovik v'libeinu kol ma sh'eskarnu li'el yachshov v'atzleinu v'maisei ha'mishmas. Till now he was theological in a more philosophical level and a less philosophical level. Now he's getting down to brass tacks. He says, let's cut all the philosophy, all the theology. Why do you have to wake up in the morning for? It's cold outside. Well, you know, he makes you lazy. That's what now starts like a new battleground. The battleground of, to make you lazy. Yashu latzleinu, v'maisi ha-mishmas, v'yatru doisonu b'nyonu yolam azeh, achilu, shtia, malbush, merkav, l'sanik, b'minit, hanugos, aguftius, to be comfortable, to have it good. Will give in when it comes to food to some degree. But want you to put some shmir on your bread. Mosoros. That was a joke.
Sorry.
Yeah. This is having a nice car, being comfortable, having pleasure. Sadnus Hakina b'Malachim u'b'Shalitim u'b'Sharseihem. Nowadays, every person can have the most right things of relatively cheap. You can live like a king. Buy it right. Zeil Hazdamos Lahem. Nowadays, you want to be like the next door neighbor. V'Linig b'Minhageim v'Leches b'Derecheim. the derisha tanugos, that the focus of your life is buying more things, being more comfortable, having more space, having a geschmack, and that's what becomes the focus of your life. So that's what the Yetzirah tries to do. Make a judgment.